Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. This is Alan Eric Tobolsky. You can find me on Twitter. Well, you know, I got to tell you, the reality of care, what is it? Now, is this really a bunch of Mujahideen that are out there in the middle of the desert that want to hurt America? Probably. I would think that 25 years after the Gulf War, which is, you know, basically, I think that was Osama bin Laden's message was, don't you come to the holy ground with your warriors, and we will, you know, declare jihad on you if you do. And, of course, George Bush Sr. being CIA that he is, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea to have CIA in the presidency, but ever since John F. Kennedy was murdered, everybody but Reagan was CIA. But Reagan was a member of some pretty serious groups as well. And we know he did Contra, you know, selling cocaine in America to get the money to buy the weapons to send to the Iranians. Because, of course, you can't get government funding to send weapons to dangerous terrorists, but they did that. I think that perhaps somewhere deep in the thoughts of the people that know what's going on, the deep insiders, the brainiacs, you know, the Cheneys, the Bush, you know, the, who else would it be? Brennan and Panetta. Well, they all wanted to take our resources and, in the name of the United States, go and destroy radical Islam. Well, I don't know if you know it or not, but that's going to require killing all of those people. Men, women, children, their dogs, probably, their camels, their donkeys, and their sheep. Scorch earthing their poppy fields and saying that your culture that is thousands and thousands of years old no longer exists, and you need to basically take your Quran and turn it into toilet paper. And what's really amazing is the tenacity of these people, the endless resolve of these people, their willingness to die. Of course, they become a martyr and they get 72 virgins and they, well, I don't know, but they believe it. And I've read many times that when a belief and an idea comes to fruition, well, that's something that no army can stop. You know, I'm not saying that ISIS is a good thing. What I'm saying is that ISIS is a creation of the West. I was reading some stories today that, they have to wonder where they get their arms, where they get their munitions, their boots. Now they got some really sharp-looking uniforms there, the black uniforms and the fatigues, and they got some really well-made flags that can hold up under, you know, desert conditions, and, they look pretty well fed to me. The guns are about as state-of-the-art as it gets. I don't see them throwing spears and rocks at our soldiers or anything else that moves in the desert. I see very, you know, up-to-date, and they look like they're new to me, new paint jobs and everything else. These machine warships, you know, they got the machine guns on them, and they got the 30 caliber, and they got the 50 caliber, and the 30 millimeter, and the, well, hell, you know, what can I tell you? We all know that Benghazi was basically, you know, a stronghold for Stinger missiles and CIA safe house, and Chris Stevens gave up his life for that. When the Turkish boss came in and said, you're going to give the weapons to the people, or are we going to, and then boom, 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 boom. You know, kapash, kapash. That's what you get. I'll tell you, I felt like crap all day today. What I did was I turned on the smartphone yesterday, slapped down my $45, and decided that I would do some broadcasts from this phone while I Twitter and stay up on what's going on. Nothing's changed. Nothing has gotten any better in the last 2 years. It has gotten 10 times worse. The news cycle, the 48-hour to 4-day news cycle comes and goes. You know, we've got the guy that wanted to blow up the Capitol, this Kendall, what was his name? I can't remember. Anyway, his father says that it was an FBI setup. It didn't look legit to me. You need to be aware of your young adults that are angry about the war, that are growing beards, that are getting ramped up as they see innocents murdered across the Middle East, and these kids coming across the border, and these Muslims coming in here. Let me tell you something. There are hundreds of mosques on the Beltway surrounding Washington, D.C. Africa is being colonized while this Boko Haram scares the hell out of everybody in Nigeria, all up and down the west coast of Africa, east coast of Africa. The west coast of Africa, but you know, the east coast has Somalians and boogeyman's lion tigers and bears. And they're riding out in canoes with shoulder-fired rocket launchers, you know, taking over gigantic 1,000-foot tankers and cargo ships and saying, look, give us $3 million or we're going to put a hole in your hull and sink the boat. And, of course, the boats are carrying $20, $30 million worth of merchandise, and they don't want that to happen. So there goes the profit margin for the ship owners themselves on that particular delivery of goods that probably cost $1.5 million, $2 million in fuel. But, you know, you have to wonder what's going on. Is it all, you know, while the president stands up there and gives the so to you two, telling you we're going to give out free college and we've got the dreamers coming in, and yeah, George Soros funded for, you know, Ferguson to $33 million, but so what? He's my buddy. He funded my presidency. George Soros, as of late, is worth $24 billion. When Barack Obama came into power, he was only worth $14 billion. So you see the return on investment for the madness. He's purchased up a lot of media. There are a lot of sites on there where people donate money to all these progressive liberal sites, you know. And you see the young people are just sucked into it like a you know, black hole. It is a black hole. It's a black hole of lies. History's done this before. Humans have always been culled and massed and forced into slave labor for no wages. No choice in what you're going to be when you grow up. You're going to do what your father did, and your father did what your father's fathers did. So on and so forth for hundreds of years until they're liberated somehow by massive, massive swarms of very determined people who are not afraid to die because they're not going to take it anymore. You know, I basically been living over here in the country away from the Beltway for now for 5 years. Career that I built over 15 years, did it for 20 years, and 15 years later I was finally successful. For about 5 years I did really well. And I didn't think for a minute that I was in the lion's den with the lawyers and the psychiatrists and the crazies and the political hacks. I did very little work for lobbyists because they are snobs. It's very, I didn't know how to price my work at a premium that would make them appreciate me. So, of course, they treated me like trailer trash, and I'll know better next time. But this is basically how it goes. See, this is a whole new world, different paradigm over there. You can feel it the minute you hit the beltway. You know, they got a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Well, they're doing 80. You see gangsters everywhere the minute you come inside the beltway, riding in their dunks, listening to their loud rap music. The pungent smell of marijuana is in every parking lot you go to, just about. Because firing up a blunt, they don't care. And after all, marijuana is legal for recreational use now in Maryland, as it is in D.C. Delaware will be soon to come on board. Well, let me reiterate that. Maryland has a 10-gram maximum for a small punitive fine. Kind of like going through a stop sign, but they don't care. They're not going to enforce this anymore. They don't enforce the border. The only thing they're going to enforce for sure is your speech, your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th to the 18th Amendment. These things are going away, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what the page, the whole terror arena was designed to create the blowback in America. It's going to take away your guns, your pen, your right to protest, your right to lock your doors at night, your right to protect your family, to seek out health, wealth, and happiness. I mean, let's just face it, this LGBT, gay, whole rights, liberation, marry me thing, the same-sex marriage issue. I mean, I don't know why women just don't just cut their hair off. Matter of fact, I think you should get the buzz cut. Go get the testosterone shots and the hormone shots so you can grow a beard. Your mammary glands will disappear, and perhaps your clitoris will turn into a ginormous penis. All for the pleasure of, well, I don't know what. You see, Yahweh didn't get it wrong. Nature didn't get it wrong. Science is absolutely getting it dead wrong. Let's talk out here about vaccines and what do vaccines have to do with terrorism. Well, they make you sick. They make you docile and unable to fight. I call it white lab coat terrorism, where they're demanding you get them. They're demanding that you have Obamacare. And boy, if the dissent doesn't get any, if it gets any thicker, you'll literally be able to scoop it out of a pudding cup. You know, this is a very real situation that we're looking at here. This is not a situation where, you know, we can honestly say that things are going to get better. I'm 57 years old. I strongly believe that my life will not see anything remotely as good as it was when I was a kid, 70s, 80s, coming up. You know, we worked hard, we played hard, we rocked out hard, you know. When we felt like it, we fired up a bowl of Colombian Gold, drank a Schlitz. Some of us got a little, you know, some malt liquor, Colt 45, go down to the basketball court, play hoops. We never once thought about, there were always some crazies around that had guns. I had some friends that went and robbed stores and robbed gas stations and sold their dope, you know, and harder drugs. One guy was into heroin, went to jail for 23 years. For murder. Somehow he got out. But he's not a violent guy, and he'll tell you that there's only one thing that made him act that way, and that was to protect his money. Because look, when the main man wants his cash, he wants his cash. And they don't talk about how the money comes in on The drugs come in on C-130s, folks. They don't come across the border from something called mules. They don't come in balloons up somebody's ass. That's just a diversion tactic. That's just to keep you believing that they're fighting this war on drugs. Somewhere over here in a couple parts of town, one guy got caught with, I think it was 7,800 bags of heroin. They call bags these little, I don't know what they are, little kind of thumbnail-sized bags with little powder in there. They call those bags, okay? So you're catching people with 500 bags here and 7,800 bags there and 4,800 bags here. And, you know, guy got caught with 3 bags and 2 joints and $50 in his pocket, and they took it all. Because, see, any money that they find alongside any drugs on your person is considered drug money. What they're basically saying is, everyone, you are all drug dealers. You are all proliferating, trafficking in the sale of narcotics if you have them on you. That's why they call it the drug war. It has made for black ops agencies, and you know who I'm talking about, upwards of $1 trillion easily. Some say over the last 40 years it's approximately $10 trillion. And you have to ask yourself, well, gee, wouldn't that money be used to take over the government, to take over our country, to fund certain politicians to do certain things? Well, you better believe it. So that is the reality of terror. That is the reality of the terror agenda. That is the grief industry that they are heavily, heavily, heavily involved in. And somewhere out there over the rainbow, where skies are blue and the grass is greener on the other side, lies a peaceful, free, energetic, bright, dignified humanity. Well, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I believe that the eugenics population agenda, also known as, well, the fight for peace, because we all know that's what they want. They want peace, see? They don't want any more violence, so this is why. I don't know. I feel sorry for this Japanese guy that got his head chopped off. I've seen the picture of it now. Face looks like a lean Japanese face to me while he's alive, and of course they chop his head off in the mouth, and then they put the thing on there. And you know, Hollywood is, and some of these silicone creators have been able to make absolutely the most lifelike, undeniably frightening human whatever you want to call them. They're mannequins. Lifelike silicone people that are just so unbelievably perfect in every human way. And, you know, beet juice and strawberry juice and beet juice, strawberry jam, and chocolate, and you've got the most real looking blood you've ever seen. And some stories talk about, well, this is just another faked MK Ultra studio produced video, and nobody's had their heads chopped off. And then I'm reading how in Saudi Arabia they are literally beheading, are you ready, a minimum of 4 people per month, or it may have been 4 people a week. The stories are out there. You know, this King Abdullah, whatever his name is, he died the other day, and his brother is going to take over. He's the new king. I used to play King of the Hill when I was a kid. You climb to the top of the hill. You boast about your, you know, your accomplishments. You boast about, you know, how powerful you were, and you'd bang your chest and dare anybody to come up the hill, and you'd have to battle it and roll them down the hill, and we laughed. And we laughed, and we did it for hours until we were so worn out. We weren't fat. We weren't upset. Our teeth weren't rotting out of our heads. We weren't dehydrated. We had dreams and thoughts, and we formed bands, and we had girlfriends, and we had people we liked and people we didn't like. We had Jews in our group, Hindus in our group, Chinese in our group, Japanese people running around. We had guys from West Virginia, and we had guys from Michigan, and families coming to the Beltway of every different denomination, religion, etc. And it was only when you talked about somebody's mama that there would be a fight, or every now and then there would be a challenge over a girl. And we would fight. Kicks, punches, and a wrestle to the ground, and okay, I give, you win. And that was it, no blood. But I remember how as I got older, it got bloodier, more dangerous, then knives came into play. I remember how a couple guys actually, by the time I was in junior high school, brought guns to school. And then I remember the government bust in the blacks from the ghettos across the border and brought them in from down in southern PG County and brought them up into our schools. These guys weren't 14, they were 24. And they put these people in the school to instill fear in the white people. Terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, is a fear tactic. Alan Dulles made it very clear. If you want to control the people, control their minds, you have to instill outrage, fear, which knocks you off balance. You become consumed with fear. When I had a job that was going wrong in D.C., or I was losing a man, or maybe he wasn't, I couldn't trust him anymore. When you lose trust, the void is filled with fear and anxiety, and it will cripple you like no other disease known to man. This is why little thug black boys with gold teeth, they want to get tattoos. They're all tattooed up on the basketball court now. They're all tattooed up all over the football field. People in Africa that look at the blacks in America and say, I didn't know why they do that. We don't do that in Africa. We have respect for the body. You do not mock yourself up. It is not by God. And we do not get angry. We do only have one anger, is to kill. But in America, they just walk around like somebody owes them something because George Soros funds $33 million. Al Sharpton, Eric Holder, Jesse Jackson, whole lot of rap music, gangster rap, rat nasty war weapons of mind control. I'm not shocked by it. I am not delusioned by it. I understand it more than I ever did, and I can thank a lot of people for this. But I know that I can compartmentalize it. I amuse myself, my dogs, my hobbies, other things I like to do other than do this all day. But it can consume you and it can wreck your world. Very important, you don't let it wreck your world. Very important that you keep your head on a swivel. Try to keep some balance about your emotion. Try and have pity on the ones that are just so demented, so lost, because they can't come back. bodies are reeking with toxins. Their mind is racing like a stallion across the field. Where is it going? In most cases, nowhere. You have to ground yourself. You have to focus. You have to concentrate. And no fear. Don't take the bait. Don't believe the trash. 30% of what you're seeing is not real, and 30% is very real. Anyway, so that is the Everyman Show for today. I want to thank you for listening. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and you can friend me on Twitter. I am right now available for full-time radio broadcast journalism position somewhere if I can get it. I'd like to hone my skills. I was never a speaker and a talker as a kid. Getting better as I get older because I know less fear. And the information swirls around in my head, and I do this show, and I do my live radio broadcast over in WRBG Radio and 106.5 FM, Millsboro, Delaware. Can send me an email at owlsmoney2014@AOL.com. I'd love to hear from somebody who might listen to what I'm doing. I used to get really radical. Today I'm tired. I'm burnt out. I don't feel like ramping up the voice. I'm not going to do my Alex Jones impression. I'm not going to yell and scream like Michael Savage or Mark Levin today. Because it's Sunday. It's a day of rest and a day of peace. This is Yahweh's day. Tomorrow will be a new day. What will it bring? Oh, look out for that new nor'easter coming up the East Coast. And here in about a couple hours, I guess we've got a Pro Bowl game coming on, so I'll be watching some of that bogus football. Let's see if they balls. I'm sure they're going to make a big deal out of that tonight. So, anyway, well, look, a little short time here. Not much else to talk about except for the fact that you have to disseminate between what's real and what's not. And know one thing for sure, these wars and this whole issue will not end for decades. We are very much in the, I say minimum, 25 more years of war in the Middle East. So, in case you're wondering, and of course the United States won't exist anymore at that point. They will colonize Africa. We'll be the North American Union, and they'll have the European Union, and who knows? Who knows? Oh, one last message. Fukushima. Heavy, heavy rads in California. They're looking at these little birds, these casings. They're saying that these casings, there's between 1 and 2 million of them. And they're little, you know, they're just a natural bird in the area. They're kind of like sparrows out there, and they're about to go extinct. They're finding tens of thousands of them on the beach that are dying from radioactive Pacific Ocean waters. Okay? Look into that. Till tomorrow at 6:30, this is the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.